from Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us today as we follow breaking news out of Arizona, where they have just certified the election results. Meanwhile, there is a hearing underway that is being hosted by state legislators in Arizona. And we understand hundreds of people are actually outside the hotel where this is happening. They cannot get inside. The crowd is so large. So election chaos in Arizona. There's a lot of election controversy in the state of Michigan as well as Pennsylvania. Now, as difficult as this is for me to say, as of now, the evidence has not been presented. And just because you have sworn out an affidavit does not necessarily mean that the information is true. So here's what needs to happen. Those people who have sworn out the affidavits need to be called before the judge. And at that point, they have to swear under oath that what they have said is true. And we've got to get this information, we've got to get this evidence into the court system and up to the Supreme Court. This is not the time for the Republicans to go wobbly. But unfortunately, not only have the Republicans gone wobbly, they've pretty much gone off the tracks. So it's going to be up to us to stand our ground. Now, here's the argument. The left, the mainstream media, and this is including Fox News Channel, sad to say, but they are trying to portray anyone who has a doubt about the election of being a crazy person, of being a QAnon person. A viewer of InfoWars, as a matter of fact, Maria Bartiromo, who is a very well-respected journalist, dating back to her years at CNBC, a brilliant mind, and she does a great job. And she had an interview with the president on Sunday, and it was a pretty interesting, very informative interview. And now they're accusing her, Maria Bartiromo, of being like Alex Jones from InfoWars. So again, they're trying to marginalize anybody who seems to think there might be something squirrely going on with the election cycle. And my encouragement to you is just don't pay any attention to those people. I think there have been some very legitimate issues raised, and we've got to get to the bottom of it. I do not believe for one second that over 800,000 people have turned in or requested mail-in ballots in the state of Georgia. I don't believe it. So you better wake up, and the Republicans better get to it. Otherwise, they're going to lose this special election coming up in January. Well, I'm going to go to the phones here. Our good friend Joe from LJ, he's been holding on since last Thursday. And Joe, it's always good hearing from you. What's the very latest there in the state of Georgia? Hello, Joe. All right, let's put Joe on hold, and let me see if we can't get Joe back to us. And Joe, if you're listening, maybe we dropped, give us a call back, and we will get you on the air. But again, there's a lot of stuff happening right now in the state of Georgia that requires our attention. This election is still up for grabs. Well, let's go to Memphis, Tennessee. DeMarcus is listening to us on KWAM. Hi, DeMarcus. What's on your mind today?
Well, you know, Mr. Starnes, I don't fully know the extent of what could possibly happen in regards to this election. But if there's a glimmer of hope but that this decision could be overturned, then I say, you know, go with that. Because once Biden gets into office, man, it's pretty much a done deal, you know, and there's no turning it around. So go with what you got, man, because it's still, as you said before, this election is still up for grabs.
Now, DeMarcus, you know, I live in the Memphis suburbs. You live in Memphis proper. You're seeing the same thing I am. I mean, there are a lot of people that are losing their businesses, a lot of people that are out of work, and crime is off the charts. I mean, we're looking at homicide rates that are equaling that of Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah, well, you're right. Memphis was listed in the top as far as crime is concerned, Memphis was listed in the top 15 cities around the nation that predominantly dominated by crime. And so, you know, crime is predominant everywhere, but in some cities, it's just you have more crime. The crime rate is a little bit higher than in some cities.
But I think there's a correlation that can be made, DeMarcus, to when you look at the crime rate, when you look at unemployment, you look at the suicide rates, which are skyrocketing across the country. You look at kids who are beginning to suffer mentally because they're not around their peers. They're stuck at homes. They've been isolated. That is just not healthy for children. All of this can be traced right back to these China virus rules and regulations and crackdowns. And I'm telling you, if we do not stop this in Georgia, the Democrats are going to have control of the Senate, and they are going to be able to implement whatever kind of policies, crackdown policies, they can come up with. And that's going to happen. And there's nothing we're going to be able to do about it.
Well, yeah, I think that, you know, that they're focusing on the state of Georgia. And the Senate is pretty much up for grabs, if I'm saying that correctly.
If the Republicans can win those two races, that's right, two races,
right,
the both Senate seats, then the Republicans will be able to maintain control of the Senate. And DeMarcus, if we don't do that, then it's anything goes time. And the Democrats know that, which is why they're dumping millions and millions of dollars into the state. So we've got to get out there, and we've got to save the Senate. DeMarcus, got to run. Thank you for the call. I understand we've got Joe from LJ back with us. Joe, good to have you with us again, sir.
Todd, can you hear me okay?
Joe, you're coming in like you're right next door.
Oh, great. Okay, Todd. Listen, I'm watching the AON hearings in Phoenix, and Rudy Giuliani is testifying now. But listen, down in Georgia, we're fired up. I'm a Georgia Tech graduate. I went to a Tech game. We beat Duke. And David Perdue is a Tech graduate. So all the Tech people are fired up about reelecting David and also, of course, Kelly. But this election needs to be overturned. Todd, we can't let this tremendous fraud steal the election from Donald Trump and the American taxpayers. So I agree with you. Man, I'm with Trump to the end, and we're going to be fighting all the way. And I'm doing everything I can, telling everybody to vote for Trump and Loeffler. And as you say, hang in there with Donald Trump, because we can still win this thing. There's massive fraud in all these states. And I think with the things over, we ought to have all six states. It ought to be Trump with 300 electoral votes. So, yes, we're going to keep fighting, and the people of Georgia are fired up and energized. And
Joe, the president over the weekend, during that interview with Marita Bartiromo, said he was ashamed that he ever endorsed Brian Kemp. And if you know, I went back and had to do my history. I had to go back in history, and of course that was back in 2018, and it was rather surprising. A lot of people were very surprised that President Trump decided to jump in during the primary and throw his support behind Brian Kemp. There were other conservatives in the race. And I know you had somebody you supported. Casey Cagle, I believe, was going neck and neck at that time with Brian Kemp. And the governor came out today and said, hey, wait a second, that state law prohibits the governor from interfering in the election. So there's a little bit of pushback there, but Joe, I got to be honest with you. There's a way to get out there as governor of the state of Georgia and let your opinion be known about something without breaking state law.
Well, I agree with you. I'm hoping that Brian will come forward and that Raffensperger will allow the signatures to be verified, because if that happens, I know there's overwhelming support for Donald Trump, and he won the election, I think, fair and square. But we just got to hang in there, Todd, and fight like heck, you know, for the next until we get this thing resolved. Now, and I think Trump will he'll win all six states if they'll do it right.
Now, Joe, let me jump in here again. I don't mean to interrupt, but
yes,
this information just in about 10 minutes ago from David Schaefer, who is the chairman of the Georgia Republican Party. He says your Speaker of the House, David Ralston, says, I am reiterating my call for the Secretary of State to request the signature verification of absentee ballots Free and fair elections are the cornerstone of our democracy. We must use all available tools to protect the integrity of the vote. Now, Ralston, maybe I'm mistaken, and Joe, you got to correct me if I'm wrong here. I don't know if he's a rabid Trump supporter. Maybe he is a Trump supporter, but I think it's fair to say that David Ralston would be sort of considered an establishment Republican to some extent.
Well, he's my representative. He's my state representative, and he is Speaker of the House, and he certainly supports Donald Trump. And actually, Doug Collins is my member of Congress, and Doug and David are very close.
Okay.
So I think David and Ralston and Doug Collins, you know Doug's fighting like heck, and he's been right there. I admire him because after losing to Loeffler, he's on the front lines with her Saturday at a rally, and so I'm really appreciate what Doug's doing, and I'm sure that he and David Ralston being such good friends, and in fact, Doug's my member of Congress and David's my state representative, so I'm sure they're for Trump because my home county went 81% for Trump. All of us up here in the North Georgia area, we're all for Trump, so we're going to, Todd, we're going to hang in there. And there again, I've said so many times, your radio show is very, very important because I've had so many people at the Tech football game coming up to me and saying, Joe, I heard you on Todd Stearns. We love Todd. So, Todd, you're going to be a key leader in getting Georgia to be revised for Trump and also nationally. So I'm fired up, and we got to get David and Kelly elected, and you just keep up the great work you're doing, Todd.
All right, Joe, as always, we appreciate you coming on the program, and thanks for those kind words. Joe from Ellijay. And the whole point about that Ralston comment, and again, he's a Republican, and he's a faithful Republican, but I think this is very important because he's not one of these, he's not one of the big, big Trump supporters. So I think that's a big deal for the Speaker of the House to come out and say, hey, we've got a problem here. We need more Republicans like David Ralston. We need more Republicans with the courage of David Ralston and Doug Collins and Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue and Joe from Ellijay that are willing to say, you know what, folks, something's not right here. And it very well may be that at the end of the day, Joe Biden got the votes he got. That may very well happen. I don't believe that to be the case. And the evidence, the accusations that have been made, they have some credibility. And that has to be investigated. It makes no sense, ladies and gentlemen. You're telling me that the Republicans were able to take every single seat that was a toss-up seat, and then they were able to defeat 11 Democrats just in the House of Representatives, and they're still counting ballots, so that number is going to increase. You're telling me that Republicans swept across this country, and yet in those battleground states where the Republicans all won, Donald Trump lost? They were riding his coattails. This makes absolutely no sense. So it does warrant an investigation. By the way, can I just point something out that's very suspicious to me? No, it's not the broken leg from Joe Biden. No, that's not it. But I would like to know, where was Kamala Harris when all that went down? Was perhaps a foot was extended and oops, oh my bad, Joe. Kamala Harris has yet to resign her Senate seat. Does that puzzle anyone? Are you curious about that? Because that's a little weird. If you're the vice president elect and you still are holding on to your Senate seat from California. Maybe Kamala Harris knows that the jig is about to be up. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Stearns.
All right, folks, welcome back. Todd Stearns Radio Show. By the way, Cyber Monday, great opportunity for you to get some great conservative swag for your loved one. And we've got just what the doctor ordered over at toddstearns.com in our store. All sorts of great things that would make terrific Christmas presents, including all of my books. And I think we've got a discount on just about everything over there. Some great ball caps, shirts, and my favorite, which is the Blessed Not Bitter coffee mug, and that thing is just pretty spectacular. So I love it. And so anyway, go over there and get yourself some great Christmas presents, and if you do that today, you will get them well before Christmas Eve. All right, let's get to the phones here. Steve hanging out with us on the great KARN in Central Arkansas. Hi, Steve. What's going on?
Hey, Todd. Can you hear me?
Steve, you're coming in loud and clear.
Oh, good. I've got a challenge for the Georgia Republican legislature, and this is really a challenge for our government at whole. If they want to gain back some election credibility, let's use the senatorial race runoff in Georgia as let's throw out all this stuff that's been brought into question, mail-in ballots, voting machine. Let's have an old-fashioned paper ballot election with a hand count, with proper observation, and let's just see where Georgia really stands. Let's see how that stands up to the presidential election we have in as far as which way Georgia is. Georgia split that right down the middle, or is it more right or left?
Yeah, look, that is a very fair question, Steve, and we've got to get to the bottom of this. And this mail-in ballot, look, we've got to do it. We can't have mail-in ballots. Can't do it. I mean, Republicans are never going to win another national race if we have mail-in ballots. That's the only way to do this. We've got to put a stop to the mail-in ballots.
Well, what we've got to have, Todd, is a government we can have some form of confidence in. This is to both parties. This is Democrat and Republican. When you've got a government that the people don't trust, they're going to tip over the scale one day, and all their little jacking around with how many senators and how many Supreme Court justices who has and what, those little old numbers aren't going to mean anything, because there's hundreds of millions of people out here that can veto anything y'all do when you push us too far.
Well, it's a fair point, Steve. And again, there are a couple of things that we've got to get to the bottom of. First of all, we've got to figure out how they committed the fraud. How did that happen? I think we've got a pretty good indication, but we've got to get to the bottom of that. Number two, there has to be some sort of a uniform voting system for the national races. This is nonsense. What's been happening right now in places like New York, for example, they're still counting votes up there. Still counting votes. It's unacceptable. Steve, appreciate the call, and we appreciate all of our great listeners on KARN, great patriots in that part of the country. So look, coming up, folks, we got to take a break here. We're opening up the phone lines. It's going to be whatever you want to talk about for the next half an hour. That's 844-747-8868. We have a couple of lines open right now, 844-747-8868. Connor in Boston, Dan in Arkansas, hang tight, guys. We're coming right to you. This is the Todd Starnes Show. Folks, let's get back to the phones as promised. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Connor in Boston. Connor, it's been a long time. I hope you're doing okay.
Todd, it is such a pleasure to be with you, and I am now. I've been recovering from what they're telling me is either the flu or maybe COVID-19. I'm actually on my way to get another test done for that. So
what?
I'm doing better, and I am...
You sound good. You sound good, Connor.
Well, today's the first day I'm actually feeling a lot better, so I'm definitely happy to be back out there. But I'll tell you, it's like these masks that they're telling you to wear. If I'm able to get the flu, at the very least, by wearing these masks, which I wear all the time, which they say is less contagious than COVID-19, I don't really think they're doing a whole lot of good. I really don't. I don't see the purpose of wearing them at this point.
Well, so Connor, first of all, I just want to say something. You don't have the flu. You have the China virus. It doesn't matter if you have the flu. You have the China virus. So I had the sniffles the other day. It was the China virus.
I think that's what they want you to. They want everybody to have at this point, Todd. I think the whole game plan here is that there's a problem, right? And they're going to have Joe Biden come in here, take all the credit from, you know, with their plan from the previous administration, you know, with this vaccine, with testing, which doesn't even work, quite honestly. They can't even pick it up now, it seems. And then that's going to secure the next term for the Democrats. I really think that's their game plan here. They never waste a crisis, we'll put it that way.
Well, that's a fair point. Now this is interesting. So, what kind of work are you involved in that you have to wear the mask?
So I work in sales. I have an office job, and part of the reason why I do wear a mask, and let me just kind of preface that I think it's an individual choice, but I do have asthma, and my physician recommended to me that I should wear a mask just because of my condition. So that's the only reason I wear one all the time. I don't touch my face, just per his instruction. But it's an individual choice. The only reason I do it like the way I do it is because of my health condition and because of the recommendation of my physician. But they don't work, clearly, if you can even get something like the flu through these masks. I mean, obviously, I agree with you. They're probably going to come back and say, in the end, it's COVID-19, even if it was the flu. But it just shows you that this is all a political issue with the health community and with the Democrats. It really is. They want to have somebody come in here for a crisis that they think they can solve, even though it's mostly already solved under the Trump administration, take credit for Operation Warp Speed, which, again, is from the Trump administration, and all this new testing that's coming out, which is, again, from the Trump administration. They know they'd never be able to do it on their own. They know they would have never been able to make the type of progress that they have over even the past year. And they know that the best way to gain power is to steal, you know, the merit from somebody else. That's exactly their game plan here. But the other thing I'm going to tell you, when it comes down, if we could just kind of switch gears here, when it comes down to what our Republicans, I'm a Republican, and I'm a proud Republican, what they have done since the election results have come in, I mean, I'm just going to tell you something flat out, Todd. Some of these Republicans that we have out there, they really suck. They really do for what they've done here. They have completely gone wobbly on us. We have great ones out there, don't get me wrong. But we should have every single Republican in a unified stance backing our president. When it comes down to states like Arizona and the issues we're having there, I mean, you have one real beautiful person there, which is Cindy McCain, who really did not do any service to the party there. And in my opinion, quite frankly, she just should be expelled from the party because she's an absolute disgrace. And if we did legitimately lose Arizona, she's a big part of it. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, no doubt about that. As a matter of fact, Connor, there's a report circulating that Joe Biden is going to make her the ambassador to the UK as a way of saying thank you for sticking it to Donald Trump. Again, these are unconfirmed reports, but the reports are out there.
I saw that report, and I'll tell you, and that tells you everything you need to know right then and there. I mean, she's really a closet Democrat. If she was a true Republican, even if she had a problem with the president, she would know that a person like Donald Trump is going to have the agenda that is big with an average Republican voter. If she really supported those issues, she would have swallowed her pride and she would have supported our president. But she didn't because she's not a real Republican. Neither is her daughter. And I'm not going to say anything poor about her husband. I won't speak ill of the dead. But he was no friend of conservatives. We'll put it that way. And it's getting to a point now, Todd, where I'm telling you, I'm really thinking about making a run someday to for a seat because we just really need Republicans out there who have common sense, who have a brain between their ears, and who actually can vote for the agenda of what the average American, what's important to the average American. We need people like that in our, in our House of Congress. We really do.
Connor, are you announcing your candidacy today on the show? Is that what you're doing here?
I'm saying that I'm exploring in the future, absolutely.
Exploratory committee.
We need young, conservative We need young conservatives in our world. We really do. We need somebody who's going to toe the line. You know, we need, if we're ever going to have a president, you know, a Republican administration, we don't need just the administration. We need somebody who's going to actually vote for that agenda. So we really need to look into that. And young conservative voters out there, young conservative Americans, it's like you really need to be watching this and thinking to yourself, yeah, maybe it's time that, you know, you jump into the political, you know, political races out there, because we need real leadership. And it's time. It is time.
Well said. Connor, all right, if you need a press secretary, give me a call. I have some experience.
My first. Thank you, Todd. Pleasure to be with you.
All right, Connor. Hey, look, be safe out there and do what the doctor says and get back to us one of these days. Don't be a stranger. So, all right, good guy right there. Connor from Boston. I was wondering what happened. Connor normally calls in. He's one of our regulars and a good millennial young fella. And so anyway, he's been dealing with the China virus. So, look, we've got to play this before we go to break. Grace Baker, turn your microphone on. And I think we're posting this on the live show blog. this is bizarre. So Andrew Cuomo, who just won an Emmy for his, I don't know, best performance in a pandemic, or I don't know what the official category was.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. The man responsible for sending thousands of elderly people to their deaths. That guy, Andrew Cuomo. So now he's basically turning his daily press briefings into some sort of, I don't know, shtick. Is that the best way to describe it?
Oh, yes. And now he's, you know, transitioning into the holiday spirit with his COVID briefings.
Now, I want to say something about holiday spirit, Grace Baker, because this will be our first Christmas together as the whole team. And Avery, this is you as well. Here on this radio program, we try not to say holiday that much. We believe that Jesus is the reason for the season on this radio program. So we call it Christmas.
Yes, that's my mistake. I was referring to all the holidays upcoming.
I know what you were doing. I know what you were doing. But in that context.
I'm definitely a fan of saying Merry Christmas. And I hate it when people say that Merry Xmas thing. That drives me crazy.
Yeah, that's just inappropriate. It's not good at all.
No, it's not.
So anyway, you sent me this video. And what did I tell you? When you sent it to me, what did I tell you?
You said, double check and make sure this is real.
That's right. We verified this, folks. So what you're about to hear actually happened. This is not some sort of a pre-produced thing. This is an actual New York State press conference that Governor Cuomo just held in Albany. I guess it's Albany or New York. He's got offices in either one. But take a listen to what just happened in New York.
Now, the mindset for the holiday season, all right, we're now all happy and cheery and we're going to come together. And we're doing gift buying, and we're going to do holiday celebrations. We're going to start to have meals together. The family's coming back together for the holiday season. Students are all coming home. Religious celebrations during the holiday season. Yeah, COVID is the Grinch. Think of it that way. And the COVID Grinch is an opportunist. And the COVID Grinch sees this as the season of viral transmission. All those things that the holiday season brings, they all increase social activity, they all increase mobility, and they will all increase viral transmission.
That was real. He played the music under the background.
That's the most bizarre part, right? I was like, okay, did he actually play the music? But he did.
That's frightening. And what he said, it was the season of viral transmission. That's what
Yes.
That sounds like something, a problem they have over at CNN, the most profane name in news. By the way, anybody check on Don Lemon? How's he doing? All right. Got to take a break here. There you go. Governor Cuomo, the governor of New York, celebrating the season of viral transmission. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. I don't know. An Emmy? Now maybe he's going after a Grammy. Who knows? We'll be right back.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Oh, President Trump doing something very nice, sending out a get well message to Joe Biden, who apparently broke his foot after horsing around with his dog, Major. You know, it's interesting. This happened on Saturday, but we didn't find out about it until Sunday. And then it was like, originally it was like, oh, he just twisted his ankle. And then he's like at the hospital getting a CT exam. And a lot of folks are wondering what's going on there. I mean, was Kamala Harris, like, was she there and she like kind of stuck her foot out and caused him to trip? I don't know. But if I were Biden, anytime Kamala Harris was around, I would just make sure the Secret Service guys were, you know, in within earshot at least. All right, let's go to the phones. Dan, listening to us on KARN. Hi, Dan. What's going on?
Hey, Todd. Good to talk to you. First off, Grace, Merry Christmas. And I'm just going to come out and say what everybody is thinking, but no one's saying. Nobody actually voted for Joe Biden to be president. People that voted Joe Biden, they voted for someone that they could easily overthrow and take over the government. And you know how people make a football pool and gamble on football games, and you bet on scores and quarters? I want someone to make a pool on how Kamala is going to take over the presidency. Is it going to be a puppy tripped Joe Biden, or is it going to be pneumonia? Is it going to be an attack on the White House? What is the form of Kamala's takeover? I think someone should make a pool so we can play bets.
You know, I feel bad
what
for
do you think?
I feel bad for the taste tester at the White House. I think Kamala probably going to invite Joe over for dinner, and it's always the soup. They always put the poison in the soup. So I just feel bad for whoever that person is taking one for the team. But you know, Dan, in all seriousness, Dan, this is not about Joe Biden. And you know, when I first saw the report come out, I thought, uh-oh. Because we all know that, I mean, there's a pretty good indication that Biden is not going to be able to complete his 4-year term. So it's not a matter of when.
There's no way. There's absolutely no way that Joe Biden would be able to do 4 years. And there's no way they're going to let him do 4 years. I doubt that they'll let him do 1 year. They're going to use that 25th Amendment thing, whatever it was, and they're going to declare him crazy. We already know that. And Kamala's going to take hold, and then once Kamala takes hold, all bets are off. She's going to sell it to the highest bidder.
It's a fair point you raised, Dan. Appreciate the call. You know, somebody out there is already doing that. Somebody in Vegas already has the betting pools open on that very issue. But anyway, we do wish Mr. Biden a speedy recovery as he apparently he's going to wear a boot for a couple of weeks. At least that's what they're telling us over at the George Washington Medical Faculty Associates. So very interesting. So we'll keep a close tab on that. Rick Wilson, the Daily Beast editor at large, says he and others will not forget and will not forgive what Trump supporters did to America. Mr. Wilson says, and I've got to clean this up, he says that Trump supporters should suffer overdue penalties, and it's not enough to merely enjoy their agony and humiliation as Joe Biden is set to be inaugurated. Quote, it's not enough to hope they'll be shamed and correct their behavior. Mr. Wilson goes on to write, the dark is rising for Trump's sycophants, toadies, and enablers. Okay, who uses that kind of words? Who says toadies? Oh, he's just a toady. Oh, he's an enabler. Their tough guy acts and F your feelings, S talk, have become a furious whine of complaints and recriminations as a toxic slurry of rage. And okay, who uses slurry? Who uses this kind of language? What's up with this guy? He says, the Trump supporters and their whine of complaints and recriminations as a toxic slurry of rage and despair has left a stinging bile in the back of their throats that won't go away. Gotta tell you, Rick Wilson from the Daily Beast, he's the editor-at-large. I think the editor-at-large needs a large editor. A little wordy there, Rick Wilson. And you got to kind of update the lingo. Nobody says toady anymore. Nobody does that. Nobody says that. Anyway, here's a fact check. The Washington Post reported over the weekend Joe Biden's administration will be the first to have an all-female senior comms team. Turns out that is not correct. As we all know, President Trump has appointed several women to high-ranking positions throughout his tenure, including in the comms department. So there you go for that. Unbelievable. West Virginia, the governing body for high school sports there, has canceled the state high school football championships because of the China virus. So instead of holding games to determine who won, the state just announced winners. Just unbelievable. And I got to tell you, as much as I love this story, the what's happening in the National Football League, and as far as I'm concerned, they can all go get jobs down at the local Kroger, because that's what's going to happen here in just a matter of seasons. Got to tell you something. It's over for the NFL. They have so bought into the China virus nonsense. They're canceling games, punishing people, fining people this, fining people that. I don't think, what was it, the Broncos? They didn't even have a quarterback. No quarterbacks. Everybody got the China virus or was exposed to it. The San Francisco 49ers can't even use their stadium. They're homeless. So I say they get what they deserve. They really do. You buy into all of this nonsense, well, this is what's going to happen. The only hope we have left is college football, and I'm not all that hopeful right now. It's a little dicey. I'm just going to tell you. By the way, Nick Saban got the China virus. All right, but they still won the Iron Bowl. I mean, that was kind of a thumping right there. All right, folks, that music means we've got to ski daddle. It's been a lot of fun. Hey, ToddStearns.com, check that out. Get our podcast, free newsletter. Great stuff for you to do. And, hey, it's Cyber Monday, so go do some Christmas shopping. All right, folks, get out there. Have a great day.